The reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Morphisms. I think I'm saying that right. Morphisms. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Success is 5% inspiration and 95% perspiration. It is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. A morphism. Martha, in our lesson today, seems to have had a favorite morphism that she lived by. What do you think it might have been? Now, I've cheated. I've already told you. If you've been paying attention. What's the morphism that Martha lived by? Come on. You're going to have to work with me here. If we're going to do this on any kind of regular basis, we don't do it all work. You're going to work. Yeah. Whatever is worth doing well. Don't you think? I like to think I've lived my life by that one, and I know for a fact that I'd be pretty sure a lot of you have too. Whatever is worth doing well. Your yard, don't miss a single blade of grass. You've got the right flowers in the right place in the flower bed. You have fresh mulch. It's landscaped. It has been sprayed. It's green. It's pretty, whether it rains or not. Cleaning the house, better pass the white glove test. What about motherhood? Go all the way and be chairman of the PTA, dim mother, band fundraiser president, soccer mom or coach. Whatever is worth doing well. Church member. Sunday school teacher, chairperson, administrative council, singing the choir, youth leader. What about your clothes? Always in style, pressed, dry clean. If you're having company for dinner, what? Hors d'oeuvres, multi-course meal, three choices of dessert. Whatever is worth doing well. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything bad about that? What it is, says Jesus, is a recipe for stress, burnout, overload, and sometimes just being downright irritable. But more importantly, it is a way of living and being that has the great possibility for shortchanging some other very important things. Again, listen here. It is a way of living and being that has the great possibility of shortchanging some other very important things. We see an example of it in today's text. Jesus comes to Martha's house, and she works like crazy to do everything right. Look what you do when you've got some guests coming. But Jesus? Wow. And she gets really angry with her sister Mary, who evidently is not doing what Martha perceives as Mary's share of the work. So mad as Martha is that she's willing to publicly humiliate her sister. She could have just, you know, quietly slipped in and whispered in Mary's ear that, you know, hey, I need some help. But in front of everyone, she accuses Mary of being a slacker. She says to Jesus, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? What does Jesus say to her? Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The truth is, which many times we don't want to hear, is that it is impossible to do all things well. You know people like that? It's got to do everything, and it's all got to be done precisely. But that's impossible. If we try, we will surely neglect some very important things. We will be what someone has called being trapped in the tyranny of the urgent, always running and doing whatever thing pops in our minds. The ADD poster child. Before we are done with the yard work, we have to stop and drive little Susie to band practice, which doesn't leave enough time to clean the house well for our dinner guests, which doesn't have good company because we only manage to make two desserts instead of the intended three, which will make us look bad. And we had to completely skip choir practice. Gone to meddling there. And the last time we had a quiet moment with God was 3 weeks ago last Thursday. Jesus says to Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. Any of that sound like your life or someone you know? You know what I'm talking about. We're like that joke, the old family that had become fed up with the noise and traffic of the city and decided to move to the country and try life in the wide open spaces. A simpler life they wanted. It had just gotten too much, and they needed things to be simpler. So what they intended to do was raise cattle, so they bought a little ranch. And some friends came to visit a while later and asked them what they had named the ranch, and the father said, well, I wanted to name it the Flying W. My wife wanted to call it the Susie Q, but one of our sons liked the Bar J, and the other preferred the Lazy Y. So we compromised and called it the Flying W, Susie Q, Bar J, Lazy Y Ranch. And while the friend was listening to the experience and the explanation as to how the ranch got its name, he looked around and asked, where are the cattle? The man replied, we don't have any. None of them survived the branding. When we lose our focus, we forget what's really important. Jesus says, let go of some things. Don't sweat the small stuff. Do some things just to get by. The problem for us, I think, is in deciding what's the big stuff and what's the small stuff, isn't it? Jesus calls us to prioritize our life, to spend the majority of our time and energies on the very most important things. And this is where we seem to have the most trouble. How do we figure that out? How do we decide that? Some years ago, a research survey was done. They conducted the daily activities of some 3,000 people. And what they wanted to do was just find out how these 3,000 people spent their time each day. And it was quite interesting. And even with all the time-saving devices that we have now, more than we've ever had before, there still didn't seem to be enough time. Of daily activities of those people, well, 7.5 hours each day were spent sleeping and being awake. Parents of children spent an additional 2 hours in some form of child care. Other things that occupy their time are things like television, simply traveling from one place to the next, grooming, spend 49 minutes a day grooming, preparing meals, and worshiping. And now we have computer time and all that little time. So how did these 3,000 people choose to spend their time? Well, they spent more time watching television than watching their children, and more time primping and making themselves pretty and handsome than on preparing the food that they were going to eat. And if they averaged 15 minutes a day on any form of worship when they spent, then they probably spent more time than many of our own church members do. You understand what Jesus said about Mary? Mary chose the better thing. With several possible paths set before her, she chose to sit at Jesus' feet and soak in his presence. That's not that there was anything wrong with what Martha was doing, then everything that needed to be done that Martha was doing probably needed to be done. But Mary chose the better. So the new morphism that Jesus introduces to Martha is this: it's hard to overestimate the unimportance of most things. Get that one. It's hard to overestimate the unimportance of most things. Is your job more important than your relationship with your children? Is your relationship with your children more important than your relationship with your spouse? Is the cleanliness of your car more important than the cleanliness of your house? Is the neatness of your house more important than your grand and great grandchildren messing it up? Is watching TV more important than playing with your spouse and children? Is the size of your bank account more important than friends? Is giving in to everybody more important than your own self-respect and health? Is getting your own way more important than others? Is anything more important than your relationship with God? Jesus says to Martha, yes, Martha, we need to eat. But don't blow the preparation of a meal all out of proportion. Choose the most important things to concentrate on. A concert violinist was asked the secret of her great success, and her answer was this: it's called planned neglect. She went on to explain, when I was in school, there were many things that demanded my time. When I went to my room after breakfast, I made my bed, straightened the room, dusted the floor, did whatever else came to my attention, and then I hurried to practice my violin. I discovered that I was not progressing as a violinist as I thought I should, so I reversed things. Until my practice time was completed, I deliberately neglected everything else. And that program of planned neglect, I believe she said, accounts for my success. Jesus said to Martha, take up a program of planned neglect. Choose the one thing that will not be taken away from you. One day in his own good time, God will ask each of us, well, how did you spend the time I gave you? Most days, I'm not real anxious to answer that question. What about you? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.